Ethel Manor, but, and Framlingham was another one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Framlingham. So, Ethel Manor, Framlingham.
Framlingham is the one that you've got.
Yeah, that's the one you've got. And the choir, the Swedish choir, was it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, there was a beautiful choir. It's called the Ten Sing Choir. Ten Sing. And they used to perform in the evenings, and it was a wonderful time. And there were quite a lot of talented people taking part in the evening entertainment.
Well, it was a real performance.
It was excellent.
The sort of performance you'd pay money to go and see.
Yeah,
it
was really,
they were
very
good. Ten Sing, if I remember it correctly, is Swedish for teenagers singing.
Oh. That was really lovely.
So I only had one other sort of question really to ask. So looking to the future, or the present and the future, do you feel there's a changing need in your local communities that you support here? And can you kind of, do you have any ideas or thoughts about how the YMCA might sort of adapt what it's doing now to kind of answer that need?
I think the new model that the YMCA are running in King's Lynn is probably the right one, because for different reasons, young people just don't like living in large accommodation units anymore. That's so much a thing of the past. So to have small units, houses with a support worker, for two or three youngsters to live together and learn to get on with one another and have the support of a worker alongside them. I think that is probably the way ahead. And when we first, as a church, knew that the YMCA were going to pull away from the building that we had, we were a bit disappointed because we thought, well, we've got a good working team. But subsequent to that, I think it's right. Way back in the 90s, it was obvious that young people didn't like living in those units. They'd much rather have their independence. But they, some of them would actually acknowledge the fact that they couldn't live independently. They needed somebody about. So, yeah, it's the same. That's true today.
And is there anything else at all that you'd like to add to the interview?
I just think that the YMCA should be really distinctive because it is a Christian association, and I think that's the important part of it, because it obviously would be the rules and regulations would be, the principles would be Christian principles, which I think is very important, because so many secular organisations, young people aren't given guidance about the way to live, or not nagged, but encouraged to be good citizens and to be good neighbours and whatever, But I think that is vitally important, that you have people working there and supporting it that really know what the ethos is about it.
I think all young people, they wouldn't necessarily admit to it, but they need to have boundaries, they need to have some sort of guideline to live to. And one of the things that we used to try and present to them in the hostel was that if you make a choice, then you have to live with the consequences of the choice. If it's a good choice, then there are good consequences. If it's a bad choice, then you have to live with the bad consequences. And I think that's true for young people today. Everyone has the freedom to make a choice in the way that they're going to live. Sometimes they make bad choices, and they have to live with the consequences. But if they make good choices, then the world's their oyster.
And do you feel that the Christian ethos is something that the YMCA has sort of maintained throughout the years, or do you feel that it was something stronger when you were working there than it sort of is now?
I think it's difficult to say because we haven't been involved for such a long time. And, you know, we're not kind of there on a day-to-day basis. And I think it's up to individual members of staff. I mean, to share their faith if necessary. I don't think it should be banned, because if it is a Christian association, then you expect people that live there or work there, not necessarily live there, but to have those principles. And if people need help and you can just talk to them and help them in that way, I think that's really a positive thing. Otherwise, it's just any other old housing group, really. It needs to sort of have something special about it that you might say, or you would advise a young person to go to, as opposed to some other group. I may be wrong, but I just, I'm not being in touch for such a long time with any particular people in the YMCA, young people, that is. I hope they're getting good examples and good role models.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.